Seems like a lot of concern now among growers. Are they going to be able to grow young trees? I think we heard two of your panelist growers say they are having trouble growing young trees in the face of HLB.
That's correct. What we're hearing from a lot of growers and our experiences in our own IFAS trials is that we're doing a really good job up until about 3 or 4 years of age of the trees. Infection rates stay very low, 0.5% or less usually is about what I'm hearing. And then somewhere in about year 3 to 4, things start to creep up and then really spike. I know of groves that have spiked anywhere up to 8%, as high as even 20% in that third year, having been previously below 1% up to that point in time. And so there's a real concern among the growers. We're feeling pretty confident we can manage the mature trees that are infected, keep them healthy, productive, at least for some number of years. But eventually we're going to have to put new trees in the ground. So there's a real concern now. Are we actually going to be able to put those young trees in the ground and keep them healthy and HLB free to bring the next generation of citrus groves into production? And if we can't keep them healthy and HLB free, then are we actually going to be able to bring them to maturity and produce a crop? Or, you know, are we faced with looking at a Florida without citrus after the current generation of trees is gone?
Jerry Newland said Maury Boyd's grove is looking better than he's ever seen it after 5 or 6 years now with HLB infection. I know you work in Maury's grove, do some work down there researching. Have you seen that same thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Maury's grove is still looking fantastic. We're going to be harvesting our Hamlin trial in that grove the week after Thanksgiving. They've already begun harvesting the Hamlins in there, so they're at the early end of the season, as they always are. Very good quality fruit, and we expect another record yield coming out of there this year. It looks great.
So a grower faced with reasonably good production might want to keep those mature trees going rather than taking some of them out and replanting in the face of what we know, right?
I think that's a good assessment. Certainly beyond, say, 3, 4, 5% infection level, that seems for most growers to make the most economic sense, is to keep those mature trees in the ground and keep harvesting them and do what you can to keep them productive for as long as they'll keep going. Given the doubts of being able to remove that tree and reset it with a young tree and ever bring that young tree into production, certainly most growers, I think, are putting their eggs in the basket of nutritionals and keeping that mature tree going.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.